بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله لا ينكسفان لموت أحد ولا لحياته، ولكن يخوف الله بها عباده، أو كما قال رواه البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. سيدنا أبو بكرة رضي الله عنه states that النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that indeed, the sun and the moon, there are two signs from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not eclipse due to the death of anyone and nor the demise, nor the birth of anyone. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes His servants fear by means of it. Now, this narration was mentioned upon the occurrence of an eclipse in Medina Munawwara. And on Friday, this Friday, there is a lunar eclipse taking place as well. And approximately, they say it will be visible in the UK about from 4 till 6:30 a.m. So early morning, we will put a sign up on the notice board as well, inshallah. So this hadith is concerning that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in lengthy narration, it is mentioned that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now in those times there was no scientific tools, you didn't know in advance an eclipse is going to take place. When you would see it happening, then you would know. Now, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu mentioned that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the eclipse, then swiftly, with a lot of urgency, he rushed to the masjid. And he performed salah, a very lengthy salah. And then he mentioned this hadith. So the first thing he said is that there are two signs from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means there are two signs of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sun and the moon. You can, even if we think from our point of view, they are the two largest things we can see. And every person, when he looks at them, whether the sun, more so the sun, but the moon as well, you sense a feeling of greatness that there are things that are very huge in size. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the eclipse doesn't occur because someone has passed away or someone has been born. So this was actually to do with an incorrect thought and presumption with the people which the mushrikeen had. Their assumption was that an eclipse happens because someone great has passed away or someone great is going to be born. So this was their presumption. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refuted it. And then he mentioned why eclipse takes place. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casts fear into the hearts of His servants. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cast fear into the hearts of His servants? Why is eclipse something to fear? Nothing happens to us in an eclipse. Two reasons. The first reason is that in an eclipse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that the two of His makhluk and His creation that are the greatest in our eyes. There you can say basically switch off. Ordinarily, the sun's light is super powerful. In an eclipse, it switches off. It totally dims. And the same with the moon. Very large. Not the same strength, but still very large, visible. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that He has total control over them. So a servant reflects and he thinks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has total control over me. And so if I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what could He do to me? And the second way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casts fear into the hearts of His servants through this is that the Quran tells us that out of all of the things that will happen on the day of resurrection, two things that will happen is that the sun and the moon, their light will be destroyed. So it's a reminder of the day of judgment. That just like they have temporarily, the light has been dimmed or it has been removed, say, the day of judgment is soon to come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will totally destroy the light. So here I should mention ahead, we'll discuss ahead what a person should do when an eclipse takes place. But here I should mention ahead that one thing we find very, very frequently in the Quran, the hadith, is this act and this amal of pondering, of reflecting. Pondering upon what is going on around you. The eclipse happened, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't think, ho gaya, it's happened. They understood as well, but they didn't have the scientific understanding we do, but they also understood that this happens every so often. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh yeah, it happens. It's a natural occurrence. No, no, no. He took lessons from it. He pondered upon it. We too, things happen in our life. We look around us. This deen teaches us this, to take lessons from it, ponder upon it, connect it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Allah ta'ala telling me through this event? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling me through this makhluk of his that I am seeing? So that is the first thing. The second thing is that what should a person do in an eclipse? So like I said, again, inshallah, we'll put a poster up, inshallah. But there are four or five things in light of the hadith that we understand. The first thing is salah. Now, in a lunar eclipse, salah happens individually. Two rakat salah individual. The longer you can make it, the better. But we'll have to mention a detail regarding salah, which is that when Fajr time starts, then you can't pray nafal salah. And the lunar eclipse salah is a nafal salah. So the lunar eclipse is, you can say, visible approximately 3:30. So 3:30 until the beginning of Fajr time, you can perform salah. After that, you don't perform salah. The second thing, dhikr. Third thing, istighfar. Fourth thing, dua. And fifth thing, charity. So salah, dhikr, istighfar, dua, and charity. Like I said, we'll put a note up of this. These are the amal that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ahadith has encouraged them. So if we look at it in reality, in the month of Ramadan, all of these are encouraged anyway. So anyway, we should be doing these. But on the day of on Friday, which is a special day anyway, especially during that time, 3:30 until around, rather 4 o'clock until around 6:30 or so, let us make sure that that time is spent in amal as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhidah. Alhamdulillah.